three, two, one. Here they are.
What up, Joe? How are you today?
I'm great. How you doing, Caleb?
I'm good. All right. I'm your host, Caleb Walker. Alongside me is my co-host, Joe Quetter. We are here to talk about sports, professional, collegiate, maybe a little bit of high school. Joe, tell them a little bit why we weren't here last week.
So, unfortunately, due to the holiday, you know, we had school off last Monday, so we weren't able to do our show. That means we got a lot to talk about this week. We missed talking about the NFC and AFC championship games, a lot of controversy, two great games, both went into overtime. And, you know, we got a lot of things to talk about in just an hour, so I'm very excited.
All right, Joe, what are we kicking off with? What's our first topic?
I was thinking maybe we talk about the NFC championship, the Rams versus Saints. So,
The no call?
Yeah, I'll start it off. So I think this, you know, this was a great game, obviously. Went into overtime. The Rams were able to pull it out, but this game had a lot of controversy around it. Obviously, I'm sure many people who are watching sports a lot would know that there was an obvious missed call on a pass interference towards the end of the game. It basically would have ended the game for the Saints. They would have been able to run the clock out, kick a field goal, or get a touchdown to win the game.
I thought it was disgusting.
And, you know, it didn't end up that way.
They robbed him.
All-time robbery for the Saints. It's
wasn't it that
kind of sad?
All four of the referees were like from the LA area.
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah.
And honestly, I could just feel nothing but pain for the Saints fans. I'd have to say losing a game on a bad call is just
I was
horrible.
Expecting a Bobby Knight to come out just like somebody throws a chair on the field. It was disgusting. I can't even believe that was one of the most horrendous calls in football ever.
I mean, I couldn't agree more. Probably top five, top 10 worst blown calls of all time. Certainly in my lifetime, the worst thing I've ever seen. But at the same time, I mean, the Saints did get the ball first in overtime. They had a chance to put it away there. I know it would have been over already, but they blew a lot of chances. Drew Brees threw that interception. And one thing I'd have to say is I got to give a lot of credit to Greg Zuerlein, the Rams kicker. I mean,
two clutch kicks.
He is clutch. He had two insanely clutch kicks in the Superdome, the loudest stadium there probably is in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
One to send it in overtime, another to win it from 57 yards. I mean, it was pretty impressive. Hopefully we can see a little bit more of that in the Super Bowl.
You know, to be a kicker, it must just be like one of the most stressful yet relaxing jobs there possibly is, because all they have to do is make kicks, but at the same time, like, they have to make all the kicks.
Exactly.
Because it's so important, but it's such a minor thing. But they're only on the field for like a few seconds at a time. You know, they're on there for 30 seconds getting ready to kick the ball. If it goes in, it goes in. That's about it. Like,
I mean, it's crazy because there's teams out there who, you know, they struggle to find the right kicker. You think the kicker position's not all that important, but it really is. Look at Cody Parkey. I'm sure Bears fans are
Bear fans still feeling that.
Are still feeling that. That double doink, I think, is what
the double doink.
Troy Aikman called it or something. Somebody said
it's been labeled the double doink.
I mean, that's heartbreaking to an entire franchise to lose, you know, their
chance at a Super Bowl.
Well, and
he messed up
earlier
in the season, too. Right?
Oh, plenty of times. Like, I mean,
He was just, I don't know if he was the move.
It's just the clutch kicks. I don't know if he has it in him, but I wouldn't expect to see him in a Bears uniform next year. I'll say that much.
I don't know if anybody would pick him up after that, because, like, there's so much, like, that's going to follow him around after that, like, incident, that he'd really have to prove himself to be the starting kicker on any other team.
Yeah, couldn't agree more. So we saw the NFC Championship. We saw the Rams move on. Obviously, we know the controversy, but anyway,
what do you think of this controversy?
They're in the Super Bowl. I think it was a horrible call, obviously. The Saints, they should be in there, but I don't like seeing, like, all this stuff about let's replay the game or let's restart from that spot. Like, no, there's bad calls. It's football. I mean, sometimes you got to suck it up. They had a chance to win in overtime. It's terrible. I mean, they would have won the game, but at the same time, it doesn't matter. The Rams are moving on. But let's talk about the other championship game.
The AFC
Championship.
This
was a crazy game.
Patrick Mahomes.
Not to toot my own horn here, but, you know, I maybe called it a little bit. I said that was going to be, well, not exactly. I did have the Chiefs winning, but I did say there would be a lot of scoring, and we saw, was it 38-31, I believe?
I think something like that.
Yeah.
We'll check in a minute here. But the Patrick Mahomes is a great quarterback, but they completely shut him down. Like,
I don't know about that.
In the first half, yes.
Yeah. I mean, I don't even think they scored in the first half, but Mahomes, he came on late in that game. To be honest with you,
I mean, he got him to close, but not where they needed to be.
The thing is, the Rams, it wasn't necessarily a bad call, but they also got kind of screwed over by the officiating as well. I mean, they had that interception get called back for the offsides, which, you know, or the neutral zone infraction, which, you know, their coach was saying it shouldn't have been called because it didn't affect the play. I kind of agree, but at the same time, he did commit the penalty. That would have ended the game. The Chiefs would be in the Super Bowl right now had that guy just lined up on his own side.
So with the Patriots going to the Super Bowl, there is a lot of history in this game right here because they have been to the Super Bowl so many times in the last few years, I can't even, like, fathom what these players must be feeling going again. Like, it should almost seem normal to them. Like, that's what we do every year. We turn it on late in the season, and we go to the Super Bowl.
I mean, it's crazy because you could say this year they weren't the favorite, but honestly, like, why even pick anyone else? Like, you can't really go against Belichick and Brady. The dominance there that they've had is incredible.
I mean, your odds betting for them to win or to go to the Super Bowl are better than a lot of things. Yeah. Like, that should never happen with a franchise, but it did with these two because they really connect well, I guess.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. One thing I want to point out about that Chiefs-Patriots game is, let's say the coin toss had just gone a little different there because we saw both offenses, both the Patriots and the Chiefs, just trade back and forth at the end of that game. I mean, Mahomes, he got, what, 30 seconds to get them a field goal to bring it to overtime. He brought him all the way down. Mahomes was, I mean, he was balling out at the end of that game. Had that been a little bit, like, had the coin toss gone their way, maybe they score first, which brings up the point. I mean, I kind of hate the system that the NFL uses for overtime. The fact that you could end the game off just one offensive possession with a touchdown, not even give the other team a chance, I mean, I think it should be changed, maybe give both teams two guaranteed possessions.
Maybe, but I think with the overtime and the sudden death type thing that they're doing, I think that each team should be guaranteed one possession, you know, like,
yeah.
But I also think that we need to make those as, like, decisive as possible because you can't just have so much, like, mud around it because you want a clear winner, you know? So if it just keeps going on and on forever, then that can be an issue and it can kind of make the game go a little slower, I think.
Yeah, and I mean, a lot of people like to ripe on the college system over time where, you know, both teams, they get equal, they have to match each other, or one can score a field goal and the other gets a touchdown to win.
Yeah.
But both teams are guaranteed at least one possession. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, as much as you want to say, oh, it's dumb, they start the 40, it's almost guaranteed at least a field goal. Mm-hmm. I mean, at least they get a chance, like, everyone's at least going to get a fair chance to match what their opponent does.
Yeah, and I think that that is part of getting that decisive win in there. But on to the next thing is, what do you think about Brady connecting with his receivers? Like, every year, he kind of turns it on all the time, but especially in the especially in the playoffs, and towards this time of the year, the Patriots are almost unbeatable.
I mean, I think at the beginning of the year, only a couple of weeks ago, there's a lot of talk that Brady had no help with him on offense. I don't really buy that.
I think he's turning it on.
I think Julian Edelman's a great receiver, even though he's a real small guy. There's talk about him even making the Hall of Fame. Like,
he is real good, but I don't know about Hall of Fame good.
Yeah, I don't know either, but he's definitely a good receiver.
What's up with that beard he's got going on? He didn't used to have a beard, did he?
I don't know. Maybe it was all the PEDs.
Oh, yeah, probably the PEDs. The PEDs, he just turned into a lumberjack.
You can tell. You can tell he's been using those because
look at his arms.
He is jacked.
Yeah. He's like a muscle hamster, you know? He, like, runs around on the field, and he's going up against these guys who are so much taller than him, but he can still physically, like, I don't want to say dominate him, but he can keep up for sure.
Yeah, and speaking of dominating, I mean, another Patriots tight end, but receiver, obviously, is Rob Gronkowski.